Sunday Meditation, January 17th, 1999. The question today is concerning a number of areas, concerning control over one's daily round of activities or lack of control, the feeling of having lost power to be able to affect the outcome of any situation. And this, though, balanced with the realization that every situation presents us with the opportunity to gain whatever we need to from the situation, and that there's really no way that we can lose. It all is a matter of adopting the attitude that all is well and all is one, and that the moment offers each of us just exactly what we need to grow. So we would like, Quo, to comment upon the concepts of the seeming loss of control, being able to focus oneself in the moment on what is going on, and the ability to remember that the moment offers us what we need. It offers us as much love as we need at the moment. So we would appreciate whatever Quo might have to say on this topic.
We are those of the principle known to you as the core. And we greet you in the infinite love and light of the one creator, from the sun. We thank each that has joined the circle this day. Our gratitude and our blessing go with you. For you enable us to offer our service, and thus you offer us learning and growth, and the ability to serve as we hope to. May we say that although we are most happy to be able to share our opinions with you, we are not an authority. We are simply those who are upon a path which this instrument calls the King's Highway. We seek that love and that truth and that way, that is so close to us that we cannot express it, and yet we know that it is still a mystery, and that that mystery recedes before us as we go forward. And so as we share our opinions with you, we also ask that you use your powers of discrimination, for all that we say shall not be resources for you. And we would ask that you take those thoughts that are helpful and leave the rest behind. This we would greatly appreciate. You ask us concerning power and control. The song which you have used to tune your circle this day talks of footsteps in the water that lead the singer back to who he is. This instrument immediately thinks of the one known as Jesus the Christ, who walked upon the water and who gave to her the identity in which she left. The one known as Jesus did not find it remarkable to walk upon the water, nor did the one known as Peter, who sprang from the boat and he saw his teacher coming, and walked upon the water also to him, until he realized that he was a human and that humans think. And so down he went. Until the one known as the Christ reached out a hand to him and lifted him up. Such is the nature of faith. Faith is not something one can plan to acquire. Upon this King's Highway, there is no hostel at which you can purchase faith, nor any school at which you may learn faith. Rather, faith is expressed in the middle of utter confusion, in the midst of the grand chaos. That is the nature of your third density physical illusion. Let us look at the creature that you are. You are a citizen of eternity. Your essence is infinite, and you have no limit. This is your nature. For are you not one with the original thought, that logos which may so weakly be called love? And this creator that is beyond and yet contains all things, has that nature of intelligent infinity. And this birthright is yours. But you have chosen at this time to take this illimitable consciousness and to place it gently and lovingly and hopefully within a jar of clay, within that chemical, electrical distillery which is your physical vehicle. And with this physical vehicle, this hairless great ape which so gallantly carries you about for your entire incarnation, comes an intelligence that is not unlimited, but rather is limited, that is not eternal, but rather is time bound. And these two natures dwell within you, interacting in many, many ways. When the mind that comes with the physical vehicle is in command of consciousness, there inevitably and instantly comes those feelings of limit, disappointment, worry, and an endless series of reasonings designed to solve specific problems. For the mind that comes with the physical vehicle is carefully designed to solve problems and make choices, to this mind, all things can be measured. And when one has measured a situation, got its in-seeing and its out-seeing, taken all of this down, then the mind makes a choice, and the body must follow. This is the state of what we might call spiritual sleep. The entity depending completely upon the rational, limited mind may well make brilliant choices and solve many hard problems. But there will not be that feeling of ease or space or love that is your birthright. This is as it should be, this relatively commonplace placement of the consciousness that is eternal under the threshold of conscious awareness, what this instrument would call consensus reality. And so, to the unawakened spirit, it is the subconscious mind, the deeper mind, which contains all of the nature and the characteristics of the citizen of eternity that has hoped, by taking incarnation, both to learn and to serve. No matter how confused or chaotic the sea of confusion about you is, no matter how limited you may feel, there is a higher truth, a deeper truth, if you will, a broader truth that lies waiting, hoping, its hand raised to rap upon the door of your consciousness at all times. For you to woo and court and open those doors of deeper consciousness. As a limited being, your feet are upon the earth. Your roots go down into the earth itself. You are connected to all that is earthly, to those wonderful energies of earth, rock, fire, water, plants and animals. The physical body itself has the instinctual grace of animal and plant life, that turning towards the light, that moving to survive, to continue. But as a citizen of eternity, you root yourself in what this instrument would call heaven. It is as though the roots of the tree were at the very top and the branches came down into the illusion. When you reach into the roots of the mind, then you are reaching into heavenly things. All of this you have within you. It all lies waiting behind the doors, which are locked, against the hasty, the unthinking, the careless seeker. That sense of power that is, shall we say, not of the illusion, is within these rooms of self, these structures of deep mind. The desire to control, the sense of power that comes with that desire, is a perfectly natural, instinctual part of the human animal. It is, of course, a desire that is fated to be thwarted. This being one of the great points of incarnation and the illusion into which you step the moment of your first breath. And so, as a citizen of Earth, you are destined to spend your time paddling about in the archipelago of confusion, which is third density existence, finding a dry place here and a dry place there, making your way, but constantly being buffeted by that which you cannot, in an earthly sense, control or have power over. And if you focus into that life view, that feeling of peace that each seeks shall ever be elusive, for the whole purpose of the physical incarnation is to so confuse and baffle the mind that it has to let go. This instrument is fond of saying that the spiritual journey is one from head to heart. The techniques of using the intellect bring one to many brilliant conclusions, none of which move one into those depths of awareness and comfort and peace, which, knowing the truth in any moment, can make you feel. Each has had these moments of infinite peace, of joy, each has felt the self open and something stretch and flex and enjoy existence, locked so long in those deep guarded rooms. And what are the keys to these rooms? One door is only opened by silence, and we heartily recommend that each of you spend time in silence, whatever you can, 30 seconds, 5 minutes. A little silence will go a long way. There is another door that can only be opened by the key of patience. Patience that is not pinned to any expectation. Let us look at this a moment. What are your expectations? Do you have many? What are your desires? Do you have a raft of them? Do you have just a few? If your expectations are more than modest, if they are ambitious, if there is a plan, this instrument's mind immediately remembers the Soviets' 5-year plans, which never seemed to work. Each plan that is made is destined to be left behind. And even when a plan comes out exactly right, often it does not give one the expected feeling. No, rather, patience is that which releases expectation and simply waits, not knowing what is to come, not necessarily even guessing what is to come, but rather moving in that openness of heart. Which is as a seat upon which to sit in that house, that room of patience. Remember that expectations are dangerous things. Desires are powerful things. Dangerous and powerful because they create an energy which will not be balanced until you achieve your expectations or your desires. And yet nothing is as it seems within your illusion. Consequently, each desire that is granted will bring with it great catalysts. For it will not be what you thought it would be. And there is a door in the deep mind that can only be opened by the key of faith. When this instrument was in extremity, very close to death. She taped a message where she could read it from the bed upon which she lay. It read, "Faith, the final frontier." making the pun on the Star Trek space, the final frontier. It was meaningful to this instrument, and we pull it from her memory so that we may talk about the unknown land into which faith is an entry. Faith is not faith in anything. Faith is the knowing of things that are not seen, the sureness that one is in the right place. Faith is illogical and cannot be defended rationally. And yet, the more time that you spend in this room, within the deep mind, the more you shall flower as an entity able to do that work which each truly came to do. For indeed, what do you wish to control? Over what do you wish to have power? In things of the spirit, those who work within service to others' polarity will find that there is only one area which needs work. It is not the world that needs work. It is not others that need to change. It is the self. That is the province and the realm over which each entity has the right to work, to hope, to dream, and to walk that spiritual path. The mind asks you, where are you going? How do you get there the best way? This is logical. This sometimes works spiritually, but not often. What works spiritually, rather, is that faithful patience that when in doubt, sees the doubt, sits with the doubt, accepts the doubt, forgives the doubt, and then chooses to rest in faith. We do not mean to suggest that action is not a good idea. You came here to be confused. You came here to act. You came here to make mistakes, to judge yourself, to do all of the things which you will learn are not particularly loving or wise. You will notice that we have not talked about a room of wisdom, for it is our humble opinion that wisdom is not the lesson for which you are ready at this time. For you see, wisdom may only be studied with good result when an entity has learned the lessons of love and compassion. wisdom is a dead thing unless it comes from that resoundingly open heart that is able to allow the infinite love of the one creator to flow into the self, to be blessed by the self, and to move on from the self into the earth plane without significant distortion. This is what you came to do. And it is not a doing but a being that you came to offer as your gift. You came to sacrifice your very self. Your whole incarnation is a gift to earth. Certainly you hope to do personal work here. And certainly you hope to serve by what you do and what you say. But oh, how much more central is your responsibility to meet the moment with a loving and open heart. And it is this that is the province and the realm over which you have control. This is where your power lies. In the momentary decision to seek the love in that moment, as the one known as Ra has said, where is the love in this moment is a helpful question at any juncture. But especially when the spirit is leery or overwrought. And there is one final door that can only be opened by the key of honest love. And this is the Holy of Holies. This is the mercy seat. If you can enter that door, all the rest shall open also. If you can dig in the soil of your nature, down into the roots of mind, past the confusion that is your topsoil, past the difficulties and limitations that are your fertilizer, if you can get through that to the rock, that rock is love. Take this moment just to feel how much the Creator loves you. Oh, how the Creator loves each one of us. Every hair, every freckle, every folly and mistake, all these things are part of a wonderful tapestry, a tone poem of emotion and concern and caring. That is your signature. And the Creator loves every bit of color and tone and energy and pattern that you have created with your life. How you are loved. Know this. Dwell upon this, for this is deep truth, and it may free you a little at a time from those human concerns that seem to create the atmosphere where you are not appreciated, where there is no balance for love, where those things that you attempt to do to aid others do not seem to find their mark. And you also have within you tremendous stores of this energy that is love. Yet, it is not that you have these things within you precisely. Rather, as this instrument said earlier, it is as though you only have them when you know that they are coming through you, not from you. For those things which are human are limited. And if you attempt to love the world from your conscious self, you shall run out quickly. You shall feel burnt out and weary. And certainly sapped of energy. Rather, we would suggest to you that model where you see yourself as a transmitter and receiver of vibrations of a certain kind. You both receive them and you send them. And if you allow it, you create a circuit between yourself and infinite intelligence, which is that flowing, knowing, growing place that each of you has visited many times, that each of you yearns for when things become fuzzy and muddled. We are not seeing that entities such as yourself do not often run into brick walls where it was hoped there would be open roads. We are saying, rather, that these brick walls are part of the illusion and are not particularly interesting compared to the wooing and the courting of that self within, which is a citizen of eternity, and which may choose at each juncture, in each instant, to focus, as the one known as Rowe said earlier, upon the main thing. And that main thing is always, eternally, love. May you be guided again and again into situations where you may take those keys of patience, love, simple persistence, hope, and faith. You may find for yourself those places which rest you, which comfort you, which are merciful balms to your weary soul. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jesus. We would take our leave of this instrument, thanking it in love and in the light of the one creator. For we are those of Akua.
I am Kuan. And greet each again in love and in life through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question, Kuan. In working on my book, I've tried to divide things up into energy centers, chakras, talking about various things. And I found rather a difficulty doing this. The reason that it's a difficulty is that it seems like various issues get on more than one chakra. If you take sex, for instance, it certainly is a red ray issue, but it's also an orange ray issue, a yellow ray issue, and eternity marriage, and so forth. I wonder if you could comment on this. I'm looking for a better direction for the dividing up of the material.
I am Kuan, and I'm aware of your query. Nice. We wish to be of service without the, shall we say, doing of the homework, but can begin to open the door which you yourself opened at the end of your query by suggesting that there are topics such as the one mentioned, that is the sexual energy exchange, and many others that can be pursued to present the student of the spiritual journey with an overview of this journey using experiences with which it is most familiar. These combined then can become the vehicle to share that aspect of the devotional life of which you wish to share with others. Is there a further query?
I'm all over what you said.
I am Kuan, and we thank you once again, my sister. Is there another query at this time? And as it appears that the queries have found their end, we would once again thank each entity present in this circle of seeking for inviting our presence of this day. We are most honored and privileged to have been able to join you here. And we remind each that there are many such as ourselves that walk with each upon the journey of the seeking and becoming and knowing the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Kuan. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this